Ian Boldsworth on Free Bar Radio.
I think if we've learned anything from those trailers, it's that I'm the best show on this station. So I take it back. Nick Helm's producer, Natalie, has just confirmed that Nick is good when he's here.
Just overslept on Friday, that was all.
Didn't turn up. Have I ever overslept?
Never.
Or was it?
Your show starts at four, though. This starts at 12.
And what time do I start?
Well, one. We did a pre-record one.
And how far do Nick Helm lives literally around the corner. How far do I travel?
You've travelled far.
Today, my train was cancelled and I still got here.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Coming up on the shit show today.
It's Christmas.
Ginger Johnson's in the studio talking about a new show, Escape from Planet Trash, at the Peasants Theatre until 22nd of December. Is that where there's all the octopuses outside?
Yeah.
Talk about that in a bit. Then, at 5 p.m.
Friends of the show.
Dan Schreiber and James Harkin are in the studio talking about their book, The Book of the Year 2019. Fucking hell. Is this going to be every year, this?
I think so, yeah.
We did 2018 last year. We're doing 2019 this year.
Yeah, we are. 2020 next year. It's all happening.
So no such thing as a fish one. If you want one from last year, I've got one in my bathroom. Then at 5:30 p.m, Joe Wobble is in the studio talking about his UK tour, Cock Slam.
Choke.
In January
choke
and February.
Slam.
Cock Slam is a better name.
It's not Coke Slam, it's Choke Slam.
Cock Slam is
choke
a better name. Seconds of When the Saints Come Marching In by Since Not. Actually, four more seconds now.
Ian Boldsworth on Free Bar Radio.
There it is. Whoop. There it is. Come on, Nat. Whoop. There it is.
Whoop.
There it is.
Gets a bit.
How long can we do it for?
I'm had enough.
There it is. What is it? Woomph.
It's woomph, isn't it?
Woomph. Like,
there it is.
Woomph. There it is.
Woomph.
There it is.
Woomph.
There it is.
Woomph.
There it is. Woomph. There it is. Gotta say it now. Woomph.
There it is.
Woomph. There it is.
Okay, can I change the song?
There it is.
Who let the dogs out?
Ooh, 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 let the dogs out. Ooh, 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 let the dogs out. Ooh, 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 let the dogs out.
Yeah, I wish I'd never done this.
Let the dogs out. Ooh, 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 let the dogs out.
Ooh,
ooh, ooh, let the dogs.
Oomph, there it is.
Oomph, there it is.
Oomph,
let the dogs out.
Oomph, there it is.
Oomph, there it is.
Oof, ooh,
there
the
it is. How long do you do this for? Duncan Rings. Oof, there it is. Oof, there it is.
I think we've had enough. That's just.
I've not.
Really?
I've really not.
You really haven't had enough.
I was
that.
More tired in the pre-record.
No,
and
I
now I've got a bit of an energy about me.
I don't mean enough. I mean enough of that particular thing.
Oof, there it is.
Oof, there let the dogs out.
Ooh, 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 let the dogs out.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
who let the
dogs out? You've got to go back, come on.
There it is.
There it is.
Who let the dogs out?
Oof, oof, oof.
Now do it over each other. Oof, there it is.
Oh, how much am I
doing dogs? Oof, there it is.
Who let the dogs out?
Oof, there it is.
Oof, there it is.
No, you got to know, you're not.
Oh, okay.
Right, start the show again.
Okay.
Ian Boldsworth on Free Bar Radio.
Restart. Oomph, there it is. Oomph, there
hell?
It is. Coming up
at 4:30 on the show. Ginger Johnson's in the studio talking about her show Escape from Planet Trash at the Pleasant Stage until 22nd of December. Is that where the octopus is outside? Yeah. Then at 5 p.m, Dan Schreiber and James Harkin are in the studio to talk about their book, The Book of the Year 2019.
Oh, no, we're doing this every year. God, we've got one from last year, 2018, but it's 2018. God, if Dave, if you want one, I've got one in my bag.
What?
That's what you said before.
Bathroom. We've got to start again.
No, we don't.
No, you made a mistake.
We really don't. Continue.
You made a mistake in it.
Continue.
5:30, Jar Wobbles in the studio talking about his UK tour.
Cock slam. No, it's choke slam. No, it's cock slam at all. Cock slam would be better.
Ian Boltzmann on Free Bar Radio.
Have you been to the pub in the break?
Wait, I've got a good start to the show. Oomph, there it is.
Who let the dogs out?
See, you're carrying it on. I think I've been spiked, Nat.
I just asked you what you had. You said an Aero.
An Aero, have I? Can
mint,
they do that?
Mint or chocolate?
Chocolate, just normal chocolate.
Oh, say no more,
but do you know what? It tasted a bit like, you know, sometimes when you get chocolate that's been...
Chemically.
It's had like Rehypno or something put in it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you know when you get chocolate that's, you feel like it might have melted at one point.
Oh, yeah.
It was like that, but it wasn't showing any sign of whiteness around the chocolate, which is normally the giveaway for that, isn't it?
Yeah, but something spurred this into...
That's how they make Milky Bars. Do you know that? Milky Bars is normal coloured, like brown chocolate. And they just put it on a windowsill for an hour. That's how they do it.
No, it's not.
It is, and then it becomes Milky Bar.
Okay. Well, I like a Milky Bar.
I'm tired now.
Do you know what I think I fancy?
I do, actually.
A Caramac.
Oh, no. It's nice. You'll fancy it, then you'll have a bite of it, you'll go, like, oh, no, thank you.
It's the like slightly powdery chocolate, isn't it?
Like, it's like caramel, isn't it? Of course, yeah, it's caramel
maybe
chocolate.
Maybe a Curly Whirly, then, in that case.
Horrible. Too rough
chewy.
On your teeth, then.
Too
yeah.
chewy.
Yeah. What other chocolates are there?
There's Milky Way, which is a good one.
There is Milky Way. It's a sweet you can eat between nice meals one. Without ruining your appetite, isn't it?
Boost,
yes.
Oh, do you know what I fancy? I do a Lion Bar, actually.
Again, these all sound awful to me.
Toffee crisp, delicious.
Too chewy. Everything's too chewy.
Obviously, crunchy's out the window.
Crunchy be less bother than a Curly Whirly.
Honeycomb in it. Oh, we'll have a Malteser then.
Okay. What about... A dime bar I couldn't have.
Love a dime bar.
I wouldn't be able to
have
that.
Or what they're called now, name or something. Dame.
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 Name would be a bit... Oh, did you just,
I just snorted.
What was that?
I just snorted.
What was that you just did there?
I just snorted. I think it's because I had some smoked cheese before the show.
Turkish Delight, do you like that?
No, horrible. Tastes like...
Love
don't
it.
Don't know what it tastes of.
It tastes of Turkish Delight.
No.
Is it violet? Does it taste? What's it made of?
Rose,
that's Rose. It, isn't it? Violet.
What about...
It tastes of blue, doesn't it?
About a Revel.
It's a ticking time bomb for me, Revels, because if I get a chewy one, end of, but the other ones I like.
Yep. Mark Stevenson.
What?
Going through... Oh, he's tweeted, not just Mark Stevenson's here. I'm going through the FUBAR archives of your show, Ian.
Well, it's on.
And I miss soundboard Nat. We could easily bring it back with stick it in... Pop, it's not stick it in an Odeon, Mark, it's pop it in an Odeon, yeah. To be precise. With every film guest you have.
I've no sense of humour about distribution of films at the moment.
I don't think you'd enjoy that right now, would you? Pop it in an Odeon?
Really, wouldn't.
No.
I've got zero sense of humour
right.
about the distribution of films.
I don't think
films.
Film people would generally, if you're just going, oh, it's easy, just pop it in an Odeon.
Yeah. No one's particularly helpful, I've found.
Oh, well, I don't know what that means. Julie Prunes, been in touch. It's like a poor man's Stars on 45.
A bit harsh, isn't it?
What is that?
Well, Stars on 45 was like a remix singles that used to come out, 45 records.
Ah.
Singles.
Like Jive Bunny.
Similar, very similar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's called Stars on 45.
Oh, and, I'd like to track that down.
But saying it's a poor man's version.
Yeah, that's a bit... I thought we did an excellent job there.
I thought it was a superior version.
Well, I think that could be released.
That's what I would have said.
Joseph F. Evening, guys. You're accompanying me on a long drive today. To
I mean,
where?
That sounds
where?
Fucking threatening.
Yeah. What if I don't want
do
to?
Do we get a say in it?
Joseph.
It's like he's coming here with a knife.
I send the show early so he doesn't know where what time we finish.
You're accompanying me on a long drive today.
Where are you taking
only
us,
I'll
Joseph?
Be coming back.
Like, also, he said evening. Is it evening? Four? Might be.
Well, now?
Yeah,
Defo. Well, it looks like it, doesn't it? It's dark outside, isn't it? So it looks like it's evening. I'm happy for people to think
black.
That. Do you know where I'm going straight after this?
No.
London.
Oh? You're in London now.
I'm going to London.
Which part of London? Which
I'm
going
to go to Leicester Square. I'm going to go to the Lego store.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to buy a Batmobile.
Great.
I've decided.
That's tradition.
I've decided, because this is my last show of the year, I'm going to buy myself a present. Even though I'm on next week.
You are on next week.
It's a bit of a shit show, though. We recorded it earlier on.
I feel like this is probably...
This show's better already.
It is better, but I wouldn't call that a shit show.
It was a shit show.
That would be unfair to the two guests that came on.
And the one that didn't bother.
The one that didn't.
And somebody we knew as well. Tune in next week to find out who it was, but they blew us out.
Oh, yeah? Former guest of the show, which was surprising.
Never be a guest again.
Well, no.
Line in the sand, mate.
Do you think that's what it is? It's a one-strike rule for you?
Definitely, yeah. Okay. Even if they've previously been pals, they can
It's a weird thing when someone doesn't answer their phone.
Well, we were worried, weren't we, that something had happened, and then you found out nothing had happened?
Yeah. So far that I know,
Just rubbish.
Yeah.
Just rubbish at promotion. Should have been better at it, really.
I tell you who is coming back on in the new year, because he really liked you. Remember the two boys that came in talking about Green Day, the musical? One of them being Luke.
So only one of them's coming back.
Well, I haven't had PR about the other one. But Luke Friend.
Yeah.
He's. I've already had PR saying, can we get him back on the
show? Which one was he? Which one out of the two of them was
that? I think
that?
He was the one with the dready one. Yeah, the dread one, yeah.
Yeah. I liked them both, actually.
Yeah, both really good. But,
yeah. So not the one I was chatting about Rugby League to.
No, the other one.
Other one.
Also, another person coming back in the new year. Had an email from him, Will Attenborough. Another friend of the show, yeah.
You said that you hadn't been able to get in touch with him.
I had emailed him and then he hadn't replied. But he'd replied today and said that he's honoured, he'd love to come back on.
Honoured.
And he's going to talk about a podcast that he mentioned ages ago when he came on the show.
Tell him he's going to talk about whatever I decide we're talking about.
I think he knows that. He knows it well enough now. That when
he can say, I will talk about it. It's like, well, you'll talk about what I allow you to talk about, mate.
Yeah, true.
Don't come swanning in here with your famous granddad or whatever it was. Doing all the nature and that.
Oh, that reminds me. Lawrence Fox was going to set you up with Amelia Fox, wasn't he?
Who is?
Lawrence Fox, when he came, he said he thought you'd be lovely for Amelia.
Yeah,
did say that. When you said, well, I've got a text. You got a text from Chrissy Hynde, didn't he? And you were like, I've got a text from Amelia. And he went, I think you'd be lovely for Amelia.
Yeah, I've not heard nothing.
I think you'll find on next week's show it's a recurring theme of people that we thought would give us some contact with someone, like, for instance, Martin Scorsese, but hasn't delivered.
Yeah, never heard nothing back from Scorsese. Spoiler alert.
Well, it wasn't going to be him, it was going to be another guest.
I got an email from Thingy, though, didn't I?
Thingy.
Jessica
Boob.
What's
Ellaby.
Her name?
Ellaby.
Jessica Ellaby.
Yes.
I've sorted that out now.
Okay.
So don't worry, when you're next week's show, you'll hear me go into a panic because I've not emailed someone back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry when you hear that, because I have done now.
It's all sorted.
This is where the timeline gets all fucked.
Yeah, it's gone weird, but it's fine.
Why, Natalie?
Yes.
Why? Yeah. Well, that's actually my question. Why does it say Sonic Boom?
Yeah.
On my screen, and why does it say purse stolen?
Well, these are two things that happened.
Okay, have you had your purse stolen?
Yeah, I did.
Who stole your purse?
I don't know. I knew that, I would get it back, wouldn't I? It was in a supermarket.
Stole your purse in a supermarket?
I know, outrageous, right?
Did they mug you?
Not technically, no, they didn't mug. I was a bit... No, I'm just going to say I'm an idiot.
You dropped your purse in a supermarket.
No, no. But someone did still rob it off me. It was before... Well, I've done this a million times.
Pickpocket?
No.
Open bag?
I'm going to sound so dumb. It was in the basket. Chucking things in my trolley.
What?
Have my purse. I've done this so many times when I'm in a hurry. I went to go and pay and it just wasn't there. And I thought, you know, and you have that panic and you think...
That is your fault.
Obviously. Well, it's not my fault that someone stole it off me, is it? I didn't make them do that.
Yeah.
Oh, right, so it's not even their fault that they're a thief.
No. It's entrapment.
Oh, my God. Well, it's fine. I wanted a new purse anyway and some new store cards.
Oh, why would you do that?
I've done it so many times. Never had a problem with it. It's never been a thing. But
that's
I had this...
saying I don't lock my door. I've done it so many times and never had a problem with it.
Until
the day they cleaned me
out.
So
then I won't do it again. So I've learned my lesson.
You can't do it again. You haven't got a purse.
I do have a new purse. I mean, my purse for a few days was an envelope from HSBC.
Was the cash in it?
Minimal cash. Because I don't like...
What's minimal by your standards, though?
A couple of grand, you know.
£4.
About £4.
£4, okay.
But I have been like slightly off the grid a little bit with the no cards. It's really weird not having a card.
Is it fun?
No, it's not fun. Because you don't know how much you're going to need or how much you're going to spend... When you go anywhere, like I went to Sainsbury's because I'm not going because they didn't rob me. But I only had like 20 quid.
I can't make head and tail of this conversation. Say all of that.
They weren't the robbers. Sainsbury's, different supermarket I got robbed in.
So you're saying it was a supermarket that robbed you?
Yeah, it was a supermarket. Well, it wasn't literally the supermarket.
What supermarket were you in?
No, it's my local Morrison's, but it wasn't them.
Grocers from Yorkshire.
Are they?
Yeah, and that's it.
So that was weird just not having a card.
So you got robbed in your Morrison's.
Yeah, I know.
But surely there are CCTV to fuck in there.
Well, they didn't see anything, apparently. So I must have been in the blind spot in the supermarket where there's no cameras.
It should be. I bet everywhere's covered in a supermarket.
I don't know. It's far. I've got over it now.
To me sounds like it might be an inside job.
Do you think?
Yeah. If they're not forthcoming with CCTV,
you're
not telling me that a supermarket, a big supermarket, Morrison's, isn't covered in CCTV.
Okay.
I don't believe that. If it is true, what? Which Morrison's is it?
Farmer's Green.
Get down there, do your shoplifting.
Don't.
Struggling at Christmas.
It's Christmas time.
Get down Morrison's, Palmer's Green. Well, no CCTV, mate.
They didn't get anything.
Fill your boots and your pockets.
But don't do it to me again. But they didn't get anything on my card because I stopped it straight away. Went to the bank. They were like, it's done. So all they really got was £4 and like a Boots card off me.
And a purse, though.
They did get a purse, actually.
Any emotional attachment to the purse?
Yeah, a little bit. I've just had it for a long time, but, you know.
That's not emotional attachment.
New purses. Like my dying nana gave it to me.
Is that true?
No.
You know when I had my wallet stolen when I did Skins?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I got burgled.
Burgled.
Whilst filming Skins.
Oh, yeah, because all the cast did,
didn't
they?
Oh, yeah, the lot. Yeah, everyone. The saddest thing about that for me was that the wallet that they took of mine was my granddad's wallet.
Oh, no, that is
Shit. But I think it was a bit daft of me to use it. Do you know what I mean? To actually use it rather than just keep it. Mm. Yeah, it was my granddad's wallet and they took it.
I think sentimental things. Just leave them home.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to expand on that. I think sentimental things like this.
You know what's really annoying is I've got a credit card. Never, ever, ever used it. It's for emergency use only. And I've always left it at home because I thought, just in case something happens, I've got a backup emergency credit card. But for some reason that week,
took it out.
I thought, no, what if my car got blocked? I wouldn't have any form to get money. So let me put it back in my purse. That is the week that a purse gets deleted.
Really? Didn't we get a credit card at the same time?
We did, yeah.
We'd never had credit cards before.
No, we never had a credit card.
Yeah. So yours has been robbed.
Yeah, it's gone already. It's already gone.
You've never used it. I've used mine now.
I don't really want to.
I did that grown-up thing where you take a balance from something else and put it onto that. I did that thing for a better APR.
That is smart.
I did that. It got stopped immediately.
Oh.
And then they said, we're going to phone you with a number. And then they tried to find my home phone, which I don't have a phone.
Okay.
But obviously there's a number to the house. And then I had to ring the fraud control and all that. And
why did they thought it was unusual activity?
I guess it was a lot of money, and I guess because it's not been used before.
Yeah.
So.
There we go. That's the credit card story.
But I've still got it. I can show it you.
I mean, if anyone listening.
Got it in my wallet, yeah.
Have you got memories of your credit cards that you'd like to get in touch with the show with? At Free Bar Radio. Yeah, there he is. There's Ian's credit card. Yep. I'd like to know credit card stories.
Seen that. Yeah.
0330-223-0200.
Come on, it's Christmas. Don't remember any credit card stories. What is it?
I'm saying the number wrong. 0330-223-0200. I said
0200.
Yeah, but then that should be 00.
I would go.
You can't switch
0330. What is it again?
223.
223-0200. That's how I would say it.
But then why haven't you gone? Why have you gone 0 for all the others and not 00 on the end?
Because there's no 100 in it.
That's a good point. Does it not sound wrong?
You can't go 100, take away 10.
0.
330-223.
Could go zeros.
Oh, 0330-223-0200. They won't call.
Jesus.
They won't call,
Nat. I like some credit card memories.
It's a gaunt existence,
also,
this show.
Also, there was a sonic boom in my area yesterday.
Tell me about that.
I did wake up at 4 a.m.
I don't know what it is.
I don't actually even know what it is. Julia said, would you hear the sonic boom? When I heard something that made my bedroom rattle. Some plane flying over.
Well, I told you in next week's show that I woke up at 4:38 this morning.
Maybe you heard the sonic boom too. That was yesterday.
I don't recall there being a boom.
Yesterday.
And just couldn't get back to sleep, so I've been up since 4:38. And then I went to bed at 1. So I've not had enough sleep at all.
That is really annoying when you go to bed quite anything. I need to be awake at this time.
Thought I'd done well.
You just lie there all night, don't you think? I'm quite pissed off, actually, that I can't sleep when I'm really tired.
I read a book for a bit.
That didn't help at all.
Not really.
Mm. Pop some Enya on?
Pop some...
Enya on.
No, I had... I bought a speaker recently.
Okay.
Really good speaker. It's a Bluetooth speaker. And I've started playing my noises on that at night.
What's your noises?
I have, like, Nature Space app.
So you hear, like, birds and...
I could have birds if I wanted.
Lions.
I've got this. That's what it's like sleeping with me.
That sounds like an egg being fried.
No, it's an umbrella. It's rain on an umbrella.
Oh, all right.
This one is treehouse rain. Get ready for this.
That would be so annoying.
All night long, mate.
Jesus Christ.
This is camping in the rain.
It's the same thing.
Really similar, isn't it?
What's the difference?
Through the speaker, it does sound different.
Oh, my God.
And this next one is Sheltered. This one is called.
It's the same thing. Oh, slightly, like they're just a bit quieter. It's not
and
much
And it does
difference.
Thunder in as well, that one.
Oh, I like a bit of thunder at night.
Yeah. But you can have like morning ones as well if you want.
Yeah, sure, like what? Morning rain.
Is that? That's horrible, isn't it?
What is it? Is it lawnmower?
Ultraviolets, that's called. Yeah. It's not a great radio, it's this,
not,
is it?
Not? It's not great sound either.
Get ready for this one.
No, none of this would make me get to sleep. Is that a goat?
That sounds like a bloke doing it, doesn't it? Yeah.
We had a man on the show once that lived as a goat.
I remember that. Yeah. What we could do, maybe in future, we could just play this in the background while we're broadcasting and pretend we're doing it like an OB, outside broadcast.
Oh, right, just in a field. Oh, there goes another goat.
Or pretend we're doing one underwater, Nat.
Yeah.
Scuba diving.
Sounds ridiculous.
But you can't talk underwater. Ooh.
Okay. Oh. I don't know how you talk underwater.
There you go. There's
I want
Ian's
one
sounds.
Of your arrows. I need one of your arrows.
Maybe you've got some sounds. Give us a call.
Yeah, what's your favourite like
number
sounds?
Was before
can you mimic
got a
goat?
Yeah. Can you do call a ghost?
A ghost or
can
a
you
goat?
Do a ghost?
Ghost goat.
Could you do? Could you just do sound effects down like the bloke out of? Police
Academy.
Academy,
Michael Winslow, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Winslow, do it like that.
Can you do some bacon frying? That's what I'd like to hear.
I'm tired now. Tell me off on air.
She's smiling.
What's
smiling.
The matter? Julian's just come through from the other office. What's up?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh.
I think we're getting near Christmas kiss time.
Baby dumb. I'm not a dweeb. I'm just a sucker with no self-esteem. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Julia and I were just saying we both love that song.
There's no one there.
Julia's not. She's left the studio now. I've just made her up.
Are you imagining that?
I was just pointing to her like she was next to me. You know Julia. She's the woman you're flirting with on Twitter.
I'm not flirting. She's flirting with me. I'm not flirting. I just wrote a thing and then she started flirting.
It's been responded back. Hi, Ian. That was brave.
Brackets Julia. Kiss, kiss.
No, well, implied kisses. No, there's no kisses.
Implied
there.
Kisses.
Right, okay.
Are there, I think.
Do you want to have a little, do you want to write something back?
No, I want to read Joseph's.
Rude.
Joseph, I said, are Nat sized credit cards like those giant checks? That's a good point, actually. So if you've got that in your basket, then of course someone's going to see that. But I don't know how they then got it out of the shop.
Well, it's
maybe two of them carried it.
It's difficult. I think it was a double team thing.
Also, Joseph, I thought you were driving.
No, no, he's not saying he's driving. He's saying he's taking
drive.
Us at six somewhere is implied. For, he's taking us on a long journey somewhere. We're accompanying him. That's what he said.
What?
He's not driving at the moment. You're accompanying me on a long drive today.
Yeah, so that means he's listening to the show on a long
drive.
Oh,
I thought we had sorted out that it meant he's going to...
No, that was a joke. I was doing that.
Oh, I thought for real. I was ready to go.
No. I don't think he's actually saying he's going to come and get us.
Well, I could do the lift home if you're offering, Joseph.
I think he is just saying... Well, I've only got a train halfway home.
Oh, good. They've got to get your car and
drive the other bit.
I thought he said you were going out for drinks later.
£8 the parking. Was he going to give it me that or not?
No, I haven't got any. As you know, I don't have any cash on me. Discuss this, haven't we?
I'll take credit. I'll take four now.
Right.
Four later. Ginger Johnson's arrived. Look, says it in purple.
Has arrived.
What do we do about that?
Well... We'll get her into the
because they're due on at 4:30.
Yeah, but
it's now 4:27.
I think this is perfect timing to pop something on.
We've hardly spoken though, really.
We had 15 minutes of just
singing.
Doing "Who Let the Dogs Out."
That was good though. Can we submit that to Sony Awards? Is that a thing?
Sadly,
anymore?
I don't think it's a thing anymore. But maybe it's changed its name to something else.
It's a shame that we're not on BBC Radio because then we could just give ourselves awards.
Yeah. Do they do that?
Does that not baffle you?
Do they do a BBC Awards?
Awards?
BBC Radio Awards?
That are in-house.
I don't know about that.
They just give themselves awards?
Well, you know. Is it like the best BBC presenter of the year?
I don't know, but it's just like... It is a bit like...
Let's do the...
Your mum's sending you a Valentine's card, isn't it? It's like...
Who's the best... All right, here's the FUBAR. Who's the best FUBAR presenter of the year?
Me?
Yes.
Always.
What do you win? Here's a tissue.
Thank you. What else? What else can I win?
The best freestyle.
What?
You did that at the top of the show with a bit of Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yep.
You did a mashup. So best freestyle of the year.
Nominations are
Ian Boldsworth,
Joey Page,
and Nick Helm.
Yep, the winner is
Ian Boldsworth.
Thank you. Suck on that, Helm and Page.
He's probably asleep.
And winning. Well, that'll be easier to get him to do it then, won't it? Course, the time of the day when we have a bit of jaw wobble.
What?
And Bill Laswell with fanfare for Phenomena. It's a new weekly segment where we just take a little bit of time out from the fun and madness. Wait, it's my and I've listened to Jar Wobble and Bill as well with their track Fanfare for Phenomena. There are 5 minutes and 12 seconds left of the song. Enjoy. Of course, we have Ginger Johnson coming up in the studio. Should be in right now, but we're just enjoying the pleasing sounds of Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell. Fanfare for Phenomena. Again, that. Maybe sit back, have a relax, take some nice deep breaths, relax from your day as we enjoy the pleasing sounds of Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell. Fanfare for Phenomena. That's not the end. That isn't the end. Please don't panic. That's not the end. There's still 3 minutes and 49 seconds left. Jar Wobble. Bill Laswell. With the soothing, melodic notes together.
Please.
Relax. Please. Don't listen to the hysterical lady. Just listen instead to Fanfare. For Phenomena. If you've been put off by that ruckus in the background, that's a guest arriving. That's Ginger Johnson's just arrived in the studio. However, we're all a bit busy at the moment, having a relaxing time as we listen to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with Fanfare for Phenomena. There's a debate going on in the studio that it's not very fanfare-y, is what Nat's just said, but I think you'll agree.
What did you just call me?
Regardless. can we not do double entendres when we're all trying to relax and listen to Fanfare
and Phenomena, for God's sake.
Of course, by Jar Wobble, coming on the show later on, and Bill Laswell, not coming up.
I can't believe it.
There we go. Bit of calm.
Is that it?
As we all sit back and enjoy Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with Fanfare for Phenomena. That's what it's called.
I know, but it's the way you're saying it.
Well, do you want me to say it?
Fanfare for Phenomena. That's how you're saying it.
I'm now listening to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell.
I've ruined my eyeliner now, so that's terrible.
Fanfare for Phenomena.
Okay.
Advised by my producer to come out of this track
long,
early.
It's a long one, isn't it?
But there's only 48 seconds left.
So okay, fine.
We lapsed for 48 seconds. 43 now. As we listen to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with Fanfare for Phenomena. was, of course, Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with, let's have a look.
Fanfare. Come on, we've done it 50 times.
For Fenomena. We're joined now by Ginger Johnson in the studio, talking about her show, Escape from Planet Trash, at the Pleasance Theatre until the 22nd of December.
Yes, that's right.
Oh. How's that? Now, is it your fault? My bad.
Hello, I am here. Still yes, hi. Hello.
Now, is it your fault that there's a big octopus outside?
Yes, that's exactly my fault, yes.
What's that about?
Just to frighten you, sweetheart.
It sort of worked.
Specifically to frighten you into the state of mind where you wanted to listen to Fanfare.
For
whatever the second word of that sentence.
Fenomena.
Yeah, at that particular volume, that's why we did it.
Yeah. Did you not like that?
Oh, no, I think it's wonderful.
I'm a big,
I used to be a trombone in a past life. Like, not a trombone player, like an actual trombone.
You were a trombone?
Yeah. I was regressed a few years ago.
I know someone that was a bugle boy that was regressed and was a bugle boy. And he came to that conclusion because he looked in his hand when he was regressed and saw a bugle. So he came to the conclusion that he was in a marching band.
I was just put to sleep by a very nice man, and when I woke up, I had the real feeling of being in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out.
I was going to ask you, were you genuinely regressed then?
Yes, it was Derek Acora's stepsister.
I find it really interesting, regression. There's a thing. I don't believe in it at all.
No, absolutely not. It's bullshit.
Yeah, isn't it? Absolute fucking nonsense. Yeah, it really is. What do you think, Nat? Have you ever been regressed?
No, I quite liked you, though. I'd like to know what I was.
Well, you wouldn't find out.
But what they would tell me, wouldn't they?
What?
No, you have to discover it for yourself.
Oh, like...
You get taken on a mystical journey through your past lives.
Oh. They hypnotise you.
I can't be hypnotised. We've learnt that, haven't we?
You might get quite distressed.
Well, it might be something great. I might have been Marilyn Monroe or something. I don't know.
You might have been Marilyn Monroe.
Well, what? I don't know when she died, but it's possible, right?
And what year were you born?
79.
Well, that means then, if you were Marilyn Monroe, in between times you were also a child that died. You'd have had to have been.
You didn't need to take it there, Ian. I'm sorry.
You'd have had to have been.
Oh, right, okay.
If you believe in reincarnation, then Marilyn Monroe died. I think it was 62,
I don't know, when she died.
Maybe,
no,
something like that, wherever it was. But there would have been an interim period there between you being born, where you would have to have been a life that died.
But not necessarily a child. Could have been some purple sprout and broccoli.
Exactly,
or
right?
A very friendly hamster.
Exactly.
Or
a trombone.
An arsehole of a trombone. Yeah.
Okay. I was a bit disappointed when I found out that wasn't a real octopus when I came in.
Sorry.
Because when you come into where the studio is at the moment, next to the Pleasance Theatre now has, what do you call them?
Like tentacles.
Inflatable tentacles.
Yeah, giant tentacles.
Huge ones.
Yeah.
And I was actually disappointed because I thought a giant squid might have actually been there and I could have got a day off work.
Oh.
Right.
But it turns out it was all pretend.
It's been popular. Another one of our presenters, when he came out, was running over to get photos with it. Get some photos. Looks amazing. Was very excited. But also
it was going to go away in a minute.
No. Well, he was quite stoned.
As if it was going to move onto other waters.
Well, he didn't know. He doesn't know how long it's there for, did he?
That's true.
But also, he was like, we're kind of messing with him because he was pretty stoned. And he was like, oh, it's just appeared now. I can't see anything. He's like, what the hell? What do you mean?
Flashback to a sea life centre.
Okay.
I'd already seen the posters for Escape from Planet Trash. And I think, is it a new production?
Yeah, it's brand new.
It's brand new.
Written this year by me in the last few months.
So, immediately, here's my take on it.
Tell me. Knowing
nothing about it. I've not even read press release.
Well, this will be insightful.
No, but I'm telling you what my emotional response is to it.
Yes.
That it gave me feelings of Escape from Forbidden Planet.
Yes.
It gave me feelings of Rocky Horror.
Yes.
It gave me feelings of, you know, all those sorts of things, which is a very attractive thing to me. You know, I love stuff like that.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, that looks quite interesting. Mm-hmm. That's a thing. And then I saw the tentacles and I was like, oh, they're going all out on this. That's really cool. Yeah. So is it their Christmas show at the Pleasance, essentially?
It's our Christmas show,
You did it last year, didn't you, with the Krampus?
Yeah, it's the middle show in a quilogy.
A trilogy
of queer Christmas stories.
Quilogy is the right word, then.
Well, yeah, let's take it.
Quilogy.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds right.
I invented that.
I believe it was me, sweetheart, and we've got it on record.
Ginger said it.
He didn't even know he'd said it. Gee, sorry. So go on. It's a trilogy.
Yes, so this is the middle one in the trilogy. Last year we did a show called How to Catch a Krampus.
I remember seeing the posters for that and feeling the same thing again.
Yeah.
Like Arrow Video.
I really love kind of especially 50s, 60s, 70s B-movie culture.
Okay,
it's really interesting. And I think that drag is a really good way into that for audiences. And I don't know, it's I like the idea that we're doing it. I don't like calling them spoofs because I don't think they are spoofs. But it's definitely a pastiche of the different ideas and tropes. So last year it was really Victorian melodrama and music hall.
Yeah.
And it was a lot darker. It was quite scary, actually. And then this year it's more kind of sci-fi. More straight down the line sci-fi, but done by a pile of drag queens. So the more serious our sci-fi becomes, the more nonsensical the show becomes.
There are huge parallels then to Rocky Horror, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Rocky Horror.
Yes, yeah, same. Yeah. And,
I mean, I don't think you can be a queer person and not love Rocky Horror. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of queer people had a real realization in their life when they saw
it. But hasn't there been a kind of rebuttal of it in recent times?
Has there?
I wrote a long thing on Patreon about it recently. Okay. Not that long ago. And I was watching Rocky Horror one night and I thought, I bet some people are annoyed now.
I suppose some people are annoyed about absolutely anything that you go looking for.
Yeah, but you know,
if you want to get annoyed, you'll get annoyed.
Just sweet transvestite and the changing meanings of words and all that sort of thing, and the idea of lots of things that run through that musical. I can understand people now in a heightened sense of fucking going to say the word of being woke. That wouldn't necessarily sit right.
Well, I can tell you from my experience as a queer teenager coming from a very small town out in the northeast where there was absolutely no queer visibility whatsoever.
Yeah.
The first time I saw Rocky Horror, I saw a group of characters that were bold and exciting outsiders who were self-determined and had storylines that weren't necessarily about heteronormative relationships and that were pushing the boundaries in something. And I don't know, maybe it hasn't aged well. It's definitely a cult classic. I'd have to rewatch and think about it.
I think it's aged exceptionally well.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's got great songs. It's camp as hell. It's totally irreverent. It's punk, you know.
And it's kind of depressing. it really is. No, once you get over it, and you're like, you go, right, I'm really into this, I really like it, and you start looking deeper into it, and the actual traits of the story throughout it. What happens in that show, spoiler alert, is the hedonist who is being, don't dream it, be it, be whatever they want, is ultimately completely subjugated by authority. But ultimately, his handyman turns, kills him, and says, what's the line that he says at the end where they say, society must be protected.
Mm.
And it's a kind of a depressing idea.
Yeah.
That, you know, to actually be yourself, you are, you know, open to being fucking destroyed.
They're the underdogs, like the two that eventually take over. You know, he's been an arsehole at them for a very long time, so he's getting his comeuppance in some ways.
Yeah,
Frank's very much an anti-hero. You know, he's the hero of the piece because he's so fabulous and is the lead storyline. You know,
yeah.
But he's not a hero that you would look up to. I don't think. And we have to, when we think about stories and we think about whether things are acceptable within stories, I think that's what you've got to think about. You know, not everybody in your story has to be a hero.
Yeah.
And you can't show both sides of an idea or a conversation about whether people are good or bad if you only have good characters. Like, what's the point in doing that?
Of course. But
you're just preaching to the choir then.
Commentators now who would have you go, essentially what they're saying is, you can't have any naughty people in your thing. You can't say,
come to a drag show.
That is the thing. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, well, this character's disgusting. This should be banned. And it's like,
well, I think it's really,
like, well, they're characters.
I think
it really
depends on the context of what you're doing and whether you're punching up or punching down. Who are the targets of the people that you're taking the piss out of in your show or whatever it is that you're making? Who are the people that you're making fun of? And if they are higher on the ladder than you and have punched down on you plenty of times, then that's absolutely fine. They are fair game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is the show is a big open-hearted show. It's actually really the story is really a romance story at the heart of it.
Right.
And we like to look at all different ends of what people think. We've got these characters who are apocalypse tourists that go to horrible places as the apocalypse is happening just to take photos because it makes them feel good about their lives.
Nice.
You know, like drag can be satirical. It has to be satirical and it has to be punk. That's where the drag energy really, really comes from. It comes from, you know, fucking everything off. You know? It comes from subverting people's ideas. That's what drag is. You're subverting ideas of gender and identity just from the very off.
Yeah.
And I think if you get the chance to tell a big story, like we have this lovely chance asked to do that at the Pleasance, you've got a responsibility to challenge other things at the same time as well.
And you're in the show, right?
Yes, I am.
So how do you go about... So when you're creating... So you created the show also?
Yeah, and I write it and direct it and design it. No one else is going to give me that gig, Ian, so I've got to write it myself, you know? That's the way it goes.
I have a very similar thing in my own life. how much does it annoy you?
How much does it... I love it. I write the best part of the show and I take it for myself.
So is that... So when you put together something like that, what's the combat within you between going, well, I want something that promotes me as a performer and promotes me as a creator, but also when you're serving the story as well? Because it is a difficult thing, that, isn't it? Normally it goes the other way. So normally I find whenever I've written something that I'm in, I tend to...
There's a few kind of answers to that question. One, this is really a team show that we do every year. Yeah. Some of the people we've done annually, I can't remember right now if it's four or five we've done now, and some people have been in them since the very beginning.
Okay.
So we really are a company that work together.
Yeah.
And it's not me entirely that makes the whole thing up. You know, I have a fondness for just leaving blanks in the script and say, please add a funny line here. Because part of the thing is...
I'm tired.
Well, no, everybody in the show is a performer in their own right.
Okay.
They all work in drag or cabaret or on the stage. They've all got their unique perspective. They all bring something to the team. So it's about giving people the opportunity to shine at something that they're really good at within the format of the show. And also, I make a solo show every year as well. These are kind of my two main projects that I do. So this year, I definitely tried to step back from the story a little bit because it's a big production.
Right.
And that's hard.
Well, it's falling out of the theatre.
that's hard to do when you're inside it all of the time.
Yeah, of course.
And we've had real fun with the set this year. The set is absolutely ridiculous.
Has it already opened, by the way?
Yeah, we've done 2 weeks now.
Okay, and is it rocking the place?
Yeah, we're having a fucking great time.
Is it? Yeah.
The opening, like when I came out, and there were paparazzi outside and stuff, and some photographers there.
I miss all of that.
I was inside!
I heard it all going up earlier, and I came out and saw some photographers. And they were like, oh, this person's coming tonight, or that person.
Oh, right,
like,
no.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, photographers, not for us, but someone that was on the Bake Off 4 years ago that has come to see the show. They're in the sun tomorrow.
What is the audience there? Because, like I say, I'm not the sort of person who would necessarily be influenced by quote unquote advertising.
No.
But certain things do pique my interest, you know, when I go, oh, I just like the design of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I know what that design is. I know where that's from. I know what that's...
We get a huge range of people come. We get a lot of... It's a co-production between Sink the Pink, which is a massive queer clubbing bear moth that I've been part of for the last 5 years, but it's more than 10 years old now. I think it's 11 years old now.
Someone else from that, didn't I?
We have had someone else from Sink the Pink.
I've heard that before.
I think you've had Mahat McCandy, who's also in the show.
Yes, I think so.
I definitely didn't have on this show. I would remember if on this show I'd had
Mahat McCandy.
Mahat McCandy.
Yeah, right. Yes.
I would have remembered that in the same way that I recall that drag queen that was on the RuPaul thing.
You clearly don't recall.
Scaredy cat.
No. But what was the other one that wasn't on the show?
Vinegar Strokes.
No, what was the other one?
Oh, I can't remember the two that we've had.
Can we talk about me a little bit more, please?
This is the problem.
Oh,
this is why when you say to me, something won. This is why when you say to me, oh, I've got a drag queen coming and all that, I go, oh, for fuck's sake. So it's going to be all this, isn't it? it's going to be me, screech, screech, screech. Yes, we'll talk. Right, go on. You talk about you.
Well, you asked us what the audience was like.
I heard you ask that question.
We get a lot of different people come. We get people that come from Sink the Pink. We get quite a straightforward theatre audience that come from the Pleasance. So I've really enjoyed introducing them to the joy of one scene in we're trapped in the sewers and we escape from the sewers by climbing through a giant butthole.
Right.
So it's nice to see kind of our classic queer clubbing audience alongside like Mavis and her husband who have come to see Christmas Carol in the previous years and are now faced with a giant puppet of a butthole on stage. That's quite fun.
Do you feel a tangible liberation in that?
Absolutely.
In that room? When you see someone like that, are you like...
Yeah, 100%. I don't know. I think a lot of people come to it that don't necessarily see a lot of drag the rest of the time. I like to think that it's when we first started making these Christmas shows, it was because a lot of people that came to Sink the Pink who maybe like clubbing or like being out in bars or clubs or out really late at night, they wanted to be able to share that side of their life with their family. They wanted something that could bring their mum and their mum's friends and their whoever it was along to see the show. So we wanted to make a show that was possible like that, so that we could share that culture with people outside of the people that would normally come to our club nights. And it really does do that. You know, we've got we have people that come every, there's one lady in particular that I'm thinking of is definitely in her 80s, and she has the filthiest laugh in the world, and every year she sits on the front row and she cackles through the there's nothing you can throw at her, you know, like, just, absolutely brilliant. And that's what it's for, you know?
She might be like on the turn though, she might not.
That's not for me to say. She looks very glamorous.
It might just be the colours that she likes, you know.
That's fine.
That's okay.
If you've come for movement and colour, there's plenty of that. If you've come
for
a giant butthole, there's that as well.
Is there a manifesto to this? Do you have an idea with what you're creating here? Because it sounds like you're putting together component parts of a greater thing.
Yeah.
So do you have a goal in sight in terms of what you're creating?
I think
as an empire, you know, it sounds like you're an impresario.
I'm kind of one part of a co-production with two big companies, and I've worked with both of those companies for a long time.
Yeah.
But the aim with the show is really, for me, is that, you know, as a queer person, Christmas isn't always a great time, you know.
For why?
Well, a lot of Christmas is tied up in ideas of traditional family, which a lot of queer people maybe don't have access to for different reasons.
Yeah.
Or Christmas can be quite a lonely time for people as well. And we wanted to make a queer story. It's really important that they're queer stories that feature queer characters excelling in their lives.
Got you know,
so that you can come and enjoy that and not feel somehow one step apart from it all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And also to be really raucous and put two fingers up to the idea of Christmas, because it's a lot of old shit, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's nice to roll around in tinsel every now and again, you know?
And presents as well.
Yeah, fine.
Think about
not
it.
Not asked.
No, but listen, I don't think you've heard what I said. Presents. I know about all the God stuff and all that, but there's presents in there.
Yeah, I suppose
there is.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's fine, that doesn't matter.
What do you want for Christmas, Ian?
World peace, I think.
What a lovely present. I'll see if I can organise that.
You just told me you're buying some 200 quid Lego later, so I think it's more like some bit of Lego.
Pieces of Lego.
World peace.
I'm actually in the world leaders WhatsApp group, so
okay,
I'll text them on,
please,
see if we can organise some world peace just for you.
But again, like the thing about the quilogy, whatever we said, make sure they know it's my idea.
I will.
Make sure that I get the proper credit for world peace.
Ginger said it first, and then you came up with it. So, but it's a joint effort, I think.
Listen back to it, Nat. Listen back to it. If I've learned anything by how the world runs now, just say that didn't happen. That's all I've got to do. I've got to just say with authority, I don't want to. No, I came up with it. Listen back to it if you want. And by this, when you're checking it, I won't be there.
Right.
No one can pull me up. So I just go, that's how you get out of these questions.
Okay.
Just go, no, I didn't say that. Talk. No, I'm not selling the NHS. Bye. I genuinely mean that, though. When I saw the post on that, I was like, oh, that looks really cool.
Thanks.
I like that, you know. So it's, I wish you the best of luck with it.
But
it sounds like you're all right.
Yeah, we're having a great time.
You know, it sounds like it's, I mean, almost unnecessary, this interview.
I'm so glad I came.
But you're only next door, so we're paid enough to walk far.
Are you selling all well in that?
Yeah, it's going well. We've got a few days selling out, so if you want to come, get booked up as soon as you can.
It's pointless, isn't it?
We'll go to pleasants.co.uk if you want to get tickets.
Already selling really well.
Selling well. But we could always
essentially
come down to a matinee at 3 p.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah, if you like.
Nice.
Do that.
Let's just come in here to just show off.
Yeah, that's my job.
Exactly.
You bloody asked us to come.
That's what all drag queens say at the end. No, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean that. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
Right.
I meant it's my job to show off. It's my job to show off is what I meant.
Dig yourself out of that one.
Fucking minefield every single time, innit? Ginger Johnson, thanks ever so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, sorry, my mistake. Hang on a sec, just going to stop that for a second because I wanted to play.
Yeah.
Please, God, no, I'm leaving now.
Hang on a second. Yeah, okay, there we go. Lovely interview with Ginger Johnson there, and it's now time to enjoy soothing tones of Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with Fanfare. Phenomena. 5:50.
a tattoo below his eye. His mother cries, she knows that he is strong enough to die. He's rolling in the Cadillac, it's been that some roof is down. Three shots right out of here, I'm dead. The new king is crowned.
Black or white shoes, black and Cadillac.
Yeah, the point of time bomb.
Of course, John Wobble with Fanfare for Phenomena.
It wasn't, it was Rancid.
As far as I'm concerned, every song from now onwards.
Okay, fine.
For the rest of my life.
Let's go with that.
It's Fanfare for Phenomena.
Okay,
I'm
fine.
I'm going to ask John Wobble what that even means.
Well, I think he's next door, he can prepare his answer.
Right. Well, Jar, if you're listening to this next door, then just let me know what that means. We're joined now, predictably. On this penultimate show of the year, where once again Dan Schreiber and James Harkin are hawking their compilation book, pays for the kids to go through school every year, year in, year out. The book of the year, 2019, this time it's called By No Such Thing as a Fish. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
How are we?
Very good. Good.
Looking well.
Thank you.
Forgive me for 1 second, James. Dan. Do you check your voicemails?
No.
Oh, well, that's why then. That explains
no. Who says no to that question?
He doesn't even check his WhatsApps.
Yeah, I don't check anything these days.
Left you a voicemail last week.
Did you?
Yes, I did, yes.
Oh, I look forward to getting it.
What, the only delay?
Well, there's a big backlog now that
well,
I've got to get through.
I actually saw, I didn't, because I rang you impulsively. It wasn't a sex thing.
Okay.
But I rang you impulsively, and then I saw on Twitter that you were abroad.
Right.
And I thought, maybe he's just not got it.
Yeah, we've just been in Vienna. So
right. Yeah, but that's not
well,
really
I,
an
well,
excuse.
Well, I was at home.
Yeah. Oh, no, we had to go for this big podcast award we got given.
Yeah,
but I'm sure...
Oh, it might not have been that, though. It might have been the week before when we were in New York playing a sellout show.
We did a sellout show in New York. It could have been that. Was it that?
It could have been. I'm not sure.
When did you leave the message?
I think it was... It was Wednesday, I think.
Wednesday.
Oh, no, actually, you were in the UK then.
I was in the UK, I had nothing on.
There's no excuse.
That was Dan Schreiber and James Harkin. And now it's time for Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with Fanfare for Phenomena. Let all that negativity just fade away as we listen to Jar Wobble and Bill as well. Fanfare for Phenomena. Fine, I'll do your fucking interview.
So why did you call?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. There'd have been a quicker way of having this conversation, wouldn't there, if you'd just called me back. I called you because I contacted them record people that you told me about.
Oh, yes, Alcopop.
Didn't reply.
You're kidding.
Nope.
They probably... Well, actually, their number...
No, they don't check the voicemails, do they?
I'm their secretary, actually.
Is this... You're from the same school? You've all been... like the Bullingdon Club or something? You've just all been brought up. So, no, I don't... Never replied to the working class. Yeah, no, I emailed... I want to say Kevin, but that might have been right.
Yeah. Kevin.
Okay, I emailed Kevin.
Nothing
about doing the vinyl for the Parapod movie.
Oh, soundtrack. Okay. Well, I'll do an email between
just
the
group. Just say
I'm
real.
Yeah, just say that's a real voice from a real person on that voicemail.
Do you think maybe you don't know how to use voicemails? I'm just
wondering. No, that was an email.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I wrote an actual email with typing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, they're awesome. They'd love you. I'll definitely get them to talk to you.
Well, they're not talking to me at the moment. At the moment, I feel like I should just like avoid them because unless I have through a contact.
Yeah.
Like
so you emailed them, what, last week?
Should I get the email up?
Well, it's just it's just I told you them about them last year.
That is genuinely true. But I didn't have a soundtrack then.
Oh, this is for the Parapod
movie. Yeah.
Cool.
So I've now got the soundtrack. So I don't want to go, would you be interested in releasing this? Yeah, sure, send some tracks over. And then me, like, panic and do it on a recorder. Do you know what I mean? So I emailed him. It was only last week I did it.
Cool.
I'm a bit behind times, really.
Nice, okay.
I'm on track, though. But we'll talk about your book. Well, it's, is it just the same as last year?
Yeah, but it's not a compilation. You said it's a compilation. We write the thing.
Yeah, but it's a compilation of your writing.
No, it's a compilation.
That's every book.
We started from scratch. Yeah.
Wow. You two have got more cunty by the year.
We were just hiding it well for the first 2 years.
You were like, proper like, oh, look at me, I'll relate a parable. And then you come in with, oh, we were in New York, so now we got an award, and fucking, we write our fucking book, fat get. What's that all about? Just try and remember where you came from.
I don't think that record label's going to reply to you at all now.
Yeah.
Dan's going to make sure of that.
I'm not sending that fucking email anyway. Right.
I can't do networking. I'm really rubbish at it.
No, that was good. I liked that.
So, what's your year been? What's happened this year with you? Because, it's still going.
Yeah, we're still doing the podcast every week, right? But we've done a lot of touring and writing the book, and that's pretty much it.
That's mainly it, but it was more touring this year, I think, than we've ever done.
Is that a viable thing for you to do? Well, obviously it must be, but is that working as a business model, if you like, without being a wanker, you know?
Yeah, it kind of works sometimes, and then occasionally we lose tens of thousands of pounds.
Like America, it doesn't work, because everything is visas and the travel. Like, you go knowing you're going to lose money, basically.
Okay, so is it just a presence thing, then?
It's checking it out, see whether it's worth then going back. I think it's that initial going there, it's all the costs of visas, but once you have that visa, that lasts a year or so.
Got you, okay.
So you kind of have to go back if you want to make the money back.
And the UK is good, you know, we're okay for that, and Europe as well.
So UK-wise then, because I find it interesting with podcasts, because it is a global thing by its design.
Yeah.
What I find interesting about it is that invariably, whatever country you originate from is the country you're biggest in.
Yeah.
But it's got nothing to do. Do you know what I mean? It's not, it isn't released just in this country.
It's weird,
everywhere.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's so,
so why
weird.
So why is where you're from the place that you were always biggest in?
Don't know. I mean, because sometimes in music, it's the opposite, right?
Say that I pointed that out. Put me in brackets on the front cover. It is totally that. Yeah, music's a good thing.
Like bands, and I know I'm a buddy of Tim Wheeler's from Ash, and in Japan, they still go there to these ginormous shows. And every time they release an album, I think album sales-wise, that's where...
But that's actually the opposite of what we're saying. Like, you would think he'd be massive in
that's
Northern Ireland,
right? That's what I'm saying. In music,
What we said... No, I'm sorry, I'll deal with it. No, what we said, if you were listening, what we said was... Dan actually said very clearly, that's quite the opposite of music. And then a few minutes later, you tried to pass that observation as your own.
I actually think it's quite similar to music, because I like bands from the north of England.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But you're not their entire fan base, though.
No, you're right. I mean...
But you listen to a lot of J-pop.
I do.
Yeah, that's all James listens to on tour, is you just hear Japanese pop.
Is that true?
It's true at the moment, that's what I mostly listen to, yeah.
For why?
Well, I was in Japan and just heard a lot of it and just really got into it.
Even just explaining something straightforward as passive-aggressive. Passive-aggressive and boastful. That's the overall trend that's coming across.
I've been in Japan a lot, so I got to...
Why? Because I've been in Japan. Why? Have you never been? I've not actually, no. No,
it's great. You should go.
Yeah, I wish I could afford it.
Music's great.
Get that soundtrack album out.
I wouldn't have had you down as being a J-pop fan.
I really like pop music. Really, I used to be massively into Steps. I used to know all the dances and stuff. And
listen mainly to number ones, don't you? Or like you like to. You like to keep on top of...
I listen to every number one. Yeah. I have a soundtrack of all the number ones in history.
For what reason?
Well, kind of half because I like to... I'm kind of into quizzing, so I want to know everything also because I think if it's really popular, it must be quite good. Right.
Well, it's got to have something to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing's popular that doesn't have something to it.
And I think people can be really snobbish about pop music, but I think a really good pop song is can be really good.
Yeah.
You know, can be really technically good.
But you did mention Steps.
Yeah.
Well, no, don't knock Steps.
I was really into Steps when I was at uni. Like, I had a little sister who was like 5 or 6 years old at the time, and so she was into them, and so I just got into them as well.
Do you want a beach ball signed by Steps?
Genuinely.
We've got one next door.
What?
I mean...
It's been here for years,
Do you actually?
No,
yeah,
no
we
lie.
Do, we do.
There was a beach ball next door signed by Steps.
And what is the one that H...
And nobody knows where it came from.
I don't know why it's been here for years.
We've got no clue.
That is... What's there? I mean, yes, I genuinely do, but I don't want to take it off you.
Can you get the beach ball? Take it off was like we're going, well, thanks for coming in. we don't really want to part with it.
I don't think I've ever seen James so excited. He's shaking.
I'm genuinely happy.
I think he's going to cry.
Do you know that I've met 4 out of 5 of Steps?
Have you? Which one have you missed, Lee?
H.
Oh, H.
No, no, H. Really?
Yeah.
Well, have you tried to meet H?
He's in jail now, isn't he, of course?
No. Jesus.
Have I got the wrong person?
You've got the wrong guy. One, yeah. The wrong guy. It's not him. He had to tweet about it. Though,
I did that
he?
On Twitter for years.
Yeah, no. he had to do that too, didn't he, just to clear it all up too.
No, I met them when they reformed. I was doing a Womp on some show that they were on, and I met them. Oh. They had 3 of them on, and I met another one independently.
Are they really, really nice? Sorry,
they were lovely, yeah. Were they? Oh, yeah, I think you'd have to be, wouldn't you?
I think so. Last time we were on this, or the time before, yeah, you were going to have someone from S Club 7 on the show.
We did, Hannah Spirit.
Yeah, she
did. She did come on, didn't she?
Did she? Because she was suddenly very pregnant. Or
she was. Yeah. She had that for. Well, you did the synopsis. The film about a ghost dog, was it?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. iDog.
iDog.
I think it was called. Was it something like that?
Something like that. Yeah.
She got knocked up in the first hour, and then by the time she was due to do her interview, she was very pregnant.
She's very pregnant.
Very pregnant.
Yeah, I remember that.
Still was pregnant when you spoke to her, actually.
Was she?
Slightly less pregnant, I think.
That can happen.
She was nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Cool.
She was nice, but I think I was still giddy from her interview when I spoke to her.
Yeah.
And then
you
want to
hear that they're assholes, don't you, really?
Yeah. Well, people like Steps.
I think so.
They never are. Yeah. I'd say it semi-facetiously, but you kind of can't be if you're in a populist thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you're very popular, you can't be a prick because you'll upset the wrong person at some point, I think. So it's I think generally speaking, most famous people are actually quite nice people when you meet them. I actually find the less credible they are, the nicer they are in real life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. I think I've always found the other way around, actually.
When I've met people who would have been not as credible as other people.
Well, by credible?
Well, I don't want to start naming names.
No, I don't mean names, I mean professions. Like, so, like, reality people I've met have been less nice than someone who's...
Comedians. Certainly.
Okay.
Well, got to say, high compliment to call us arseholes earlier then.
Yes. I think you're
very honoured.
I think you're a proper couple of dicks.
Thank you so much.
And I don't know why we can't get the other two on one year. Why it's just these two. Keep coming back. Know. It's almost like they're outside doing shadow boxing before they come in. And they go, right, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Right, you say we've been Japan, I'll say we've been New York, and then both mention the award.
You haven't mentioned the award that you got in Vienna. What was that?
What award did you get?
We won the Hans Oberhummer Award for Science Communication, and the trophy was a jar of alpaca poo.
What?
Yeah. He has an alpaca. He passed away, so this is a memorial thing. And
what a lovely tribute.
Yeah. Yeah, so we each got a little jar of poo.
I'm getting a bit chunked up here. I mean, it took me by surprise how emotional that got me then. So he died, and then he did an award that's just a pile of shit.
Yeah,
did you get a what?
Yeah,
he was part of a big sort of science collective, wasn't he?
Yeah,
a bit like Spoken Nerd, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And when he died, they sort of set up this thing for science communication, and for some reason, we won it.
Yeah,
why did you win it?
Not really sure.
We don't know.
Was that your speech?
Yeah. they said that they like when we do science facts that we explain things well, but you know, it's not the only thing we do.
No. So. It was really cool, though. We flew over, and the British ambassador... What?
We don't just do science. I don't know if you heard.
Is there a video of your speech? Because I fucking love that. Everyone clapping you up and going, thanks. This isn't what we do, really.
Oh, my God.
Well, we do a lot more than this, really. Go on, say one.
No, we did it. Our speech effectively was a podcast. We did an hour-long podcast as our acceptance speech. It was cool. We arrived there and we got given a reception in Vienna at the British Embassy by the British ambassador, because I guess no Brits get given awards there usually, and so it was kind of seen as a big thing. So it was
weird.
It was so weird.
How soon was it before you were looking for hidden cameras?
We thought all the way through that it was going to be a big joke.
Yeah, you really would.
But it's apparently we do have the poo. So
we got the poo. We brought it back. Yeah.
Did you bring it in today?
No, nice. We don't. We don't.
We don't carry the poo.
What do you think?
The poo is safe. And what's it? Is it just going to be forever now?
The podcast?
Yeah, yeah. Or the brand, I guess. So, because it's not just the podcast, is it? Because there's the books and things.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess QI will go on forever. I guess. Yeah. And fish. QI will die before us.
Well,
do you think?
QI has only got until Zed, right?
Oh yeah, that's
so
true.
It's only like another 10 years or something, or 8 years.
Yeah.
Can you not just start again?
We could do.
Because everyone will be dead, won't they?
That's true. Just use the same material.
One thing I worked out is if QI gets to the end of the alphabet, then we'll be the show with the most Christmas specials of any TV show ever.
Oh, cool.
We'll overtake Last of the Summer Wine.
That's really good. That's why he earns the big bucks, eh?
Only a quizzer would preempt the question and go, hang on, that's me. I know, I'll remember that if it comes up. No, I'm interested in that, though, because I know you do all the stuff and that, you know, you are sort of, you're busy people. You always come across as busy people anyway, which is part of the battle, isn't it, to make it look like you're busy.
You are
busy people, so you are constantly working, and I just wonder genuinely where you see this actually, because it can kind of only get bigger, I think.
Well, that's kind of why we went to America, right? Because we wanted to. It's like a really big market of lots of people who speak English, and so
for explaining America to me.
Some people speak Spanish there,
Mexican, but they are diminishing.
But yeah, that's like a place where we can get lots more listeners. You know, the UK. I don't know if we can get many more here.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you're doing a movie. You kind of look. You go, what's the next thing that we can do that makes it feel like it's fresh and keep going? Because otherwise, I mean, we could, in theory, at this point, just do the podcast in the office and keep it at that. And probably the numbers, as we have them at the moment, are good enough that we could sustain a while of just doing that. But it's boring for us because you're sitting on something that allows you to have fun. Like, you know, if you hear someone might want a book, you think, well, great. When do you ever get that kind of opportunity? Let's turn the podcast. But we as I said, it's not a compilation. We use no material from the podcast. We write an entire fresh book. Do you remember when I said that earlier when you got that wrong? Yeah.
It's a compilation of words. All books are, mate. Calm your tits.
No. I've never heard you say that before.
There's an election coming up. What are you fucking upset about this for? All the things. No, go on.
No, it's just like, that's the fun of it, isn't it? Doing a movie, trying to do something different with it. And the big thing next year, I think, is we hopefully are going to go back to America because it's, you know, there's territories where people are definitely not listening to us, where we could hope to try and make them listen to us. And that's the plan.
I think when you make something, not when you make something, when something sounds fun to people who are listening to it remotely, who aren't actually in the room with you, I think people can sometimes not understand that some days it isn't. And people can sometimes not understand that sometimes it becomes a formula and it becomes, you know, quite restrictive in terms of what you're doing. So I do think either that way lies bitterness, or, as you say, you expand beyond that and you do things that stop the original concept being boring.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point, because we just did...
Thank you. Finally!
After 3 years of coming back.
Right. That's all I wanted. Clip that.
We just did a mini UK tour where we did bits for the audiobook. So we did the same show like for 4 nights, and then we took the best of all the ones and then put it into the audiobook as live bit. But because it was the same show for 4 nights, I mean, we made different jokes, but it did kind of get a little bit... We didn't have as much fun with it.
Yeah, it's boring. Yeah.
Yeah, imagine being an actor.
I know.
Yeah. But at least those are, like, well-written. Like, these are just us repeating our shitty sentences over and over.
Or your compilation bits.
But it's cool. Like, tiny things like on this last UK tour, we do the podcast, but you have to do a first half. So we always put something new together.
Yeah.
James this year did a thing where he sang with a guitar. He wrote a proper song based on it was Baby Shark. It was Baby Shark adapted to sort of adult themes. Nice. And
when you said adult themes, it wasn't sex. No
sex.
What are adult themes then?
Oh, just talking about like Putin and yeah, exactly. Elections. Yeah. But that was really cool because we ended up our biggest gig that we've ever done. We managed to play at the Hammersmith Apollo. It was amazing. But you got James suddenly doing a guitar song.
How many were in there though?
Oh, just they had to add extra seats. It's one of those odd situations where it was too full. This doesn't happen much, but.
Time for fanfare. For Fanamina. Go on, carry on writing. Stupid Apollo thing.
No, but just that's tiny, tiny little ways where individually as well, things can be kept fresh for ourselves. Like James is now someone who feels like he's done a like that's a massive thing. You played a song at the Hammersmith Apollo.
I mean, it was Baby Shark, but yeah
sure. That's though because the way because the sort of attitude you display, that's like a number one for you, isn't it? It's like you just swan about telling people that you've done. It's I've done a song at the Hammersmith Apollo. Have you? No.
It's genuinely one of my favourite actual songs, Baby Shark, as well.
It's so good.
Of course, it would be. Yeah. So what? So in that moment, though, so even though it's a joke, but in that moment, that must be quite a cool thing to do.
Kind of, but I'm mostly shitting myself.
Were you terrified? Yeah, were you
just
terrified?
That I'm because one time, like my guitar didn't work, and we were.
What do you mean it didn't work?
As in the.
Sorry, just hitting the strings and nothing was happening.
It just wasn't working. I was just banging it against the floor, and it was just making these weird noises.
James, I've heard some excuses. My guitar didn't work.
So, like, the amps weren't working, let's say.
Okay, sorry.
And
yeah,
so
okay.
It just sounded like I was really earnestly singing right, Baby Shark a cappella, you know. And then there was another time when one of the strings snapped and stuff. So basically just hoping nothing goes wrong.
Well, yeah. And also, James is so new to playing live. The song obviously has a beat where you can come in with claps. Every time the audience clapped, that was
it really put
worst
me off.
Case Did scenario. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really hated it. Yeah. I was like, be quiet. I'm trying to do a bloody song. And they were just laughing and clapping.
Yeah, the crowd's like, yeah, we're with you, James. Like,
shut up. I've got monitors.
Yeah. Well, look, you've broken the guitar with your clapping.
Couldn't afford earpiece. Jesus. That's because of New York. I always have the same sort of conclusion with you lot, which is that I'm always really begrudgingly impressed. No, you know what I mean? I think I say this every year, though. That it is like, because I'm more based on rivalry me. You know, in my head, do you know what I mean? I'm like, no, I'm better than them. No, if you're working the same thing, it's like, no, they couldn't touch the fucking PowerPoint what they do. And that sort of feeling. So it's always slightly uncomfortable for me to go, okay, well done. That's yeah, that is actually, that is the sort of thing that I preach myself, you know, about sort of expanding on it and keeping it going and keeping it fresh and all that. And I guess I get a bit envious and then you come in and just prod that every year.
We're just trying to keep you on your toes, that's all.
I think you're going to make me quit.
No, you've got your movie coming out. We're excited to see the movie. Yeah. It's sold out though at Prince Charles, so we can't get tickets.
So Billy Big Bollocks here can't get tickets to a shitty independent film at the Prince Charles?
Well, I can probably... I mean, I can.
How?
Well, you'll probably just speak to Prince Charles himself. Prince Charles.
Are you using that royal box out there?
Andrew seat's free, right? Can I just shove in there?
Well, here's the thing. What I can tell you is I think there's one ticket left.
Is there?
It's not. It's sold out on the site.
Our tickets.
Oh, right. Okay.
So held back to... So industry tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one left.
Can I have it?
Duke it out.
I don't
just
know
pretend
what it is.
You want it.
Oh, Dan, I really do want that.
Okay, ticket. James can have it.
That, I reckon that was less than a second. And it destroyed me. It was, okay, James can have it. And you haven't even finished a sentence before he went, oh, fuck. And it absolutely rips my heart out of that then. That's horrible, isn't it?
What's as good as it gets your ego down a little bit. Once a year, they pop in.
My ego's not out of control. I'm on the fucking football.
It's not now, is it?
They were swan out of here after I'd done the show going, guess what I was just doing in there?
Check me out, everyone.
If it's still there, you can have it.
Can I? I'd love to come.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I can't guarantee you that.
No, of course, of course. Well, I'll tell you what, if I can have it, just leave me a voicemail and I'll not see you there.
I've got your email address, haven't I? Oh, have I? I might not have.
I don't know.
Send me your email address.
Where?
My number's on the voicemail. Send me your email address and I'll send it on to the promo company.
Okay, cool.
And if that ticket's still left, you can have it.
Yeah, amazing.
Okay.
Very good. And
that's me on the record now saying there are none left.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
Cool.
Definitely not. I told you I'd bring it back to me, didn't I?
Yeah, always do. No, I'm used to it. Yeah.
Dangled the carrot of a ticket. Yeah. No problem at all. Well, look, I've got to... I don't know if you've ever heard of Jar Wobble.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've just been talking to him.
How was he?
He was awesome.
Really nice
yeah,
guy.
Really nice guy.
Was he cross? I'm not taking the piss when I'm doing that thing, by the way. I think that track's genuinely beautiful that I keep playing.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny to do it like Classic FM over it.
We don't listen to you next door. We talk to each other in that room. So I imagine he's not even listening right now.
Wow.
Is that what you thought happened?
Wow. Well, your show's called Escape from Planet Trash. It's on at the Peasants until 22nd of December. I like all the things you've done with the octopuses outside. That's all we're interested in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I've got to go and promote the Book of the Year, 2019, in a bit.
It's out. It's already out.
24th of October. Does that get shorter every year? It wasn't that early last year, was it?
No, it has changed from last year.
Actually, it was earlier last year, yeah. And then it's returned to the... I think we were on the 18th last year, and then this year, back to the usual.
That's nice. Daily Mail say it's packed with killer facts.
They're right.
That's what the press release.
Balance that up. Difficult one, that, isn't it?
It is.
The Daily Mail said it, so yeah. You got a shout about it, but...
I know.
Daily Mail, wasn't it?
We were in the Daily Mail on Saturday. Huge double face spread. Couldn't tell anyone.
Were you? Yeah. So what was... And how was that?
I mean, it's great when you see it. It's a double page spread, but obviously...
I had
obviously,
a good review in the Daily Mail once.
They sell a lot of papers.
They do. And the best review we ever got was the Mail on Sunday. It was the first book, and it was written by one of my heroes, Craig Brown, who's a... If you've ever read Private Eye, he does this diary parody thing,
okay.
Which is absolutely brilliant, and he's just a great satirist. And he gave us a 5-star review. It was amazing, and... Couldn't tell anyone. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Just because where it is.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I agree that, you know, I don't like seeing people tweet about Daily Mail reviews or anything.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's tough, yeah.
When you weigh
it's
up
tough.
Your own sort of feelings against that.
Yeah.
When on your Twitter, I think that we both really like going to each other's houses.
Yeah, do you think?
Yeah, I do.
Cool.
Have you got a lot of crap in your house as well?
I think his looks better.
Actually, you're not allowed to put any of yours on display, are you?
No.
Are you not really?
No, it's a very sort of Scandinavian chic theme we've got going. So when I bring out my Marx Brothers lamps or my Morgan Mindy dolls from the 1970s.
So what do you have? Like a little cupboard?
No, they're in a cupboard.
Hidden away?
Yeah, but they're not. It's not like a, you know, a trophy cupboard. They're packed away.
No, I mean,
yeah.
Oh, I'd leave her. No, but you can't be right for each other.
Well,
no. Think about the logic of that.
No, I'm not going to. Hang on. I'm not going to entertain that. I'm not going to let you break up my marriage by ceding that.
No, think about that. You can't be right for each other.
Why?
Because if you're right for each other, then it would be, oh, I love all your stuff. I love all your stuff as well. Oh, then have it all out.
No,
everywhere.
That's too boring. That's too compatible. I like arguments. I like.
No, I don't think you're. How long have you been together for?
5 years, 6 years. Don't remember.
Straight away.
But I can tell you the day I bought my Morgan Mindy
toy. I've got a C-3PO in my house now, full size.
Do you?
Full size.
Built it myself.
That's really cool. Wow. You built it yourself?
To go with my R2-D2 that I built myself.
Wow.
Just got it out.
So what? And where is it? Is it just in the hallway?
In my office.
You've got an office.
Got a Stormtrooper in my kitchen.
Do you?
Yep.
I do need to leave my wife.
I mean, I'd live alone.
No, you don't. Those are your friends.
They do sometimes talk.
Yeah.
Hey, look, best of luck with it as always. You don't need any luck with it. You always do well with it. And I'll probably see you next year.
Yeah, I hope so.
For sure, yeah.
It's the only reason we release the books.
Yes. Imagine if I got sacked off and you'd be like, oh, we've gone to print. James Harkin and Dan Schreiber, thank you ever so much for coming again.
Thanks for having us.
Collar your mates about the vinyl.
Yes, yeah. And I'll check your voicemail to get that email address off you. Just so I can get my ticket.
Sounds like you're lying even when you talk.
Because I know I'm just going to ask someone outside for your email address.
Exactly, like, I can just give it to you. I think it'll just be a lot easier if I do that.
Have you all quite finished?
So deep and low, and it feels like I'm walking on
Food Bar Radio, home of the double play, also home of the air conditioning unit that's not working. So Nat's in a bit of a panic because at the moment it's blowing out hot air in the studio and she doesn't want to bring a guest in when it's all hot air. So quickie song and we'll sort it out.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Now the songs. The song's finished.
I'm stress eating.
Where's my guest?
I think he might be in the loo.
Where's my guest gone?
Oh, there he is, yeah.
Oh, no. Has he really not left?
No, he's in the loo, I think, isn't
he? Oh, okay. Basically, what's happening... Hello, listener. What's happening at the moment is everyone's running around in a panic because they
lost,
can't find Jar Wobble.
Lost Jar Wobble.
And they think that I've upset him when he's been listening to the playback of the show and that he might have just gone out. And I've not been taking the piss.
No, you haven't, no.
I've genuinely not.
I think don't stop saying that, because it sounds
you've
like
got
you have.
To, well, what you've got to stop doing is eating on air.
Well, stop. I don't know. I was stress eating some biscuits.
It's one of the saddest things I've ever heard
in my
life. Stress eating biscuits.
Anyway, you have a tweet.
What biscuits you having?
Have the Festive Friends Cadbury's chocolate ones. They're really nice.
They're just Cadbury's animals, aren't they? Mm. Rebranded.
Mm, really good.
Go on.
Nikki. Has Ian ever started hearing things that weren't there in the rain sounds? Sometimes I hear weird clicks, or if I've just woken up, it's as if the noise has gone, then slowly fades back in. That's like hereditary with the clicks, isn't it?
Interesting comments, that is.
Mm.
Because I'll tell you what they do, Nikki. Thank you for your tweet. I'll tell you what they do. Mm. I think sometimes, because certainly on the Nature Space app that I've got, it's 3D sound or holographic sound, I think they call it, whatever they call it. Sometimes it can make you feel like there's a noise downstairs.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? If you're just half awake, you can be like, yeah. Was that in here or was that downstairs?
Because
it's like stereo all over the place. So sometimes that. I don't think I hear weird clicks.
Have you seen Hereditary?
Yeah.
Because that's the noise that reminds me of that. And if I heard those weird clicks, I'd...
I hated Hereditary.
Did you?
But I hated it because of my own life at the time.
What were possessed?
I wasn't obsessed. No, I was. It was quite a traumatic time in my life.
Mm.
And I then went to the cinema and saw a lot of hysteria and screaming and crying and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just found it too much.
The film was... I didn't know anything about it. Same with Midsommar, actually, same director.
I've bought Hereditary since, by the way. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it until I saw it. And some of the things happened in Hereditary, I didn't see them coming. And I was like, oh, my God.
In Hereditary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big sort of the plot thing that happens.
There's a few things in it, isn't there, where it tips you upside down. But yeah, as you say, Midsommar did exactly the same.
Yeah, I really didn't
know. I knew nothing about Midsommar when
I watched it. And I deliberately thought, because you said that you had to sit in your car after you came out
of
the cinema.
Physically sick.
And I thought, okay, I actually don't want to know. I kind of think it's about a cult, but I don't know. So let me just go in and see. And then I saw it, like, oh, Christ, it's long.
Well, your form for this sort of thing is normally now to tell the listener exactly what happens in it.
There is a big spoiler on next week's show, which I didn't realise was quite a spoiler, because the person is on the poster, so it's not a spoiler that he's in the film, but you said it was a spoiler.
On next week's show, we should be talking about Bad Times at El Royale, which I watched recently and really loved. Mm-hmm. And then you blurted out something that I consider a spoiler for that film.
I didn't realise it was a spoiler.
I think it is. Right. So, well, we're in a good position here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because we can say, right, if you've got any interest in watching Bad Times at El Royale and you listen to this show, you're going to have to listen to it this week. You're going to have to watch it this week.
Because, as you know, the tradition, we didn't do it this show. We normally have our movie chat in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We've saved it for this section of the show today.
We didn't do it this week because we were doing our pop songs.
We did pop songs first.
Yeah.
We did do that.
Why do you keep looking over there?
Because I'm just looking at Abby and see what Abby's saying.
Abby, what have you got? Can't find him. He's genuinely bored.
Oh, no. Is he doing anything? He's what? What's she saying?
She said that she's texting him and she doesn't know where he is. Well, there's two things going on here, isn't
Great.
There? One could be brilliant, one could be awful. One thing could be like, he could be lost somewhere or trapped in a cupboard.
Well, he wouldn't
in the
be,
building.
Would he?
And the second thing is that he's walked because I've played his song too many times.
Well, yeah, I don't know. They've just said they got on really well with him. I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure he's just, it's a big building.
Well, I mean, we're running out of time now and there's no sign of him.
That is true. Give me the biscuits.
Well, John, is it? Because by all rights, he should be in the studio right now, shouldn't he?
Well, I mean, to be fair, you normally run late for interviews anyway.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
No, that's true.
So he's not thinking, hang on a minute, they're always late for interviews.
No, he won't be.
He's thinking of turning up on time.
Oh, he got in really early as well.
Yep.
He got it before 5.
But did he know he was meant to be at 5:30?
Yeah, caught a while. Well, I don't know.
And he knows it's now 5:36.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So was he, like, you told me he was in Public Image Limited and all that?
Yeah, he was, with John Lydon, yeah.
All them troublemakers and that.
I wouldn't say they were troublemakers.
That's the sort of thing that Lydon would do, that. I'll write an affidavit, this, fuck off, and then get
gone. That's a good impression of John Lydon.
Yeah, as bad as it.
We've texted him, have we? Is it ringing, or is it just going straight to voicemail?
Well... because you're feeling so fraught, Nat.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. This is not how I planned it.
Because you're feeling stressed out.
Yeah.
Right? I think really my only option at this point, okay, because I should be interviewing somebody right now, right?
Yeah.
So you're feeling stressed out.
If we're playing the song, I think I've got time for a wee and a cup of tea.
I'm
so
basically holding back because I don't want to be too contentious and start calling people names and stuff, so I won't do that.
Hold up.
If he's upset, then obviously that's how he feels. But
that was not
the intention whatsoever.
No.
Right? He'll get a shitload of PRS, me playing
the
song.
What, the fifth time today that you've played it?
But as you are feeling a bit tense, what better way to pass a few moments than to listen to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with Fanfare. Now, don't laugh, because...
No, I'm not.
With Fanfare for Phenomena. At work don't necessarily go to plan. Moments happen out of the blue. Things beyond our control. I hope the stress of the studio isn't impacting on your lives as you listen. If they are, then just sit back, relax, and listen to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell. Fanfare for Phenomena. this as much at home as I am here in the studio. I'm all alone here. I can see Abby through the window, but Nasty's gone to the toilet. No sign of Jar Wobble. He was, of course, going to be promoting his UK tour of Chokeslam. It's in January and February. Every chance he'll have left before the interval. But for the time being, let's relax and listen to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with Fanfare for Phenomena. Nat's on the phone to the PR company. I had a text from Barry Dodds who said quite simply, "What the fuck is that song you keep playing?"
Well, Barry, I thought you're going to hear it a couple more times before six.
I've explained that, Barry.
And now, it's a soothing calm for a December afternoon. December afternoon.
Christmas on the way. What better time to listen to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with their track Fanfare Phenomena. There's still 1 minute and 36 seconds left. We'll still have a nice relax.
It's too late for a cup of tea.
Listen to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell. The missing in action Jar Wobble.
He was here.
Fanfare for Phenomena. Seven seconds left.
Drive time.
Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell. Hope you're driving safely, by the way.
Oh, how's Joseph? How's your journey going, Jay? I should see
Fanfare for Phenomena. Let's enjoy the last pleasing strains for the final time. Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with a track Fanfare for Phenomena. Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell, Fanfare Phenomena. So it's looking like Jar Wobble has had a wobble and has jarred off.
We can't find him.
Well, what am I meant to do with that?
Well, I don't know.
What are your thoughts on that? So what are your thoughts on
that? Well, I don't know.
In real life now, so radio aside, I know we're doing it, but what are your thoughts on that? On that situation?
My thoughts are that I'm hoping that he... Well, not hoping.
You hope he's had an accident?
No, I'm hoping that he's left for a personal reason rather than...
But you'd still say, surely, you would just put your head around and say, I'm so sorry, I've got to go, something's happened.
I would do that, yeah.
You wouldn't just... I know the times that I've flounced out of somewhere.
Oh, right, you've said bye.
Unannounced. No, I'm not saying
bye. You wouldn't, would you? You wouldn't say bye,
so I've done that
you?
At castings and stuff where I've gone, do you know what, fuck this.
Right, and you just left.
Yeah.
I'm piecing together the beginning of the show.
Well, it's whatever provoked that, isn't it? Because, like, I can say hand on heart, genuinely, I'm not taking the piss out of his music at all. Like, I'm genuinely not.
No.
That music that I keep playing, do you remember it? I can play it again if you want.
I do remember it.
That music is perfectly in line with what I'm doing with that low voice and relaxing
soothing
thing.
Soothing sounds.
It's not a piss take at all.
No.
So I would argue that if it's because of that, if it's a...
We don't know, but I'm wondering what he heard in the green room that he didn't like. Well, if he didn't like something, I don't
know.
Could
have been you.
Could have been me.
Because we're all presuming now it's me that's upset him, and it could have
been
you.
Could have been me, you're quite
right. Maybe just didn't like you.
Didn't like the sound of me.
Didn't want to be anywhere near you.
He was like, oh, I'm not sure about that. I've got to leave.
Maybe he saw that tweet about the massive credit card and was like, I'm not going near a giant.
That's probably what... It's not the first time that's happened.
Don't care what dates I've got to sell.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Could be
so,
that.
So, what we can conclude...
Yeah.
We've still got to fill 40 minutes, by the way.
I know we have.
But what we can conclude is that the PR company that he came from also...
Yeah.
The PR company that on next week's show,
yeah,
sent a guest who just simply didn't answer the phone.
Didn't answer the phone
when we called them.
Had him on before, we didn't answer the phone today.
So, for whatever reason, that is.
Maybe Jar Wobble will have a word with him. Oh, we've already recorded it.
Maybe
like,
that's
pretend.
What's happened. Yeah, maybe next week's guest is text Jar Wobble.
Yeah, and he's like, I wouldn't.
Maybe the PR company have pulled him out completely, but that's
maybe that's. But it's already happened. The show, so it's weird.
What I won't have.
Yeah.
Is I shan't be dictated to about the content of my own show.
No, but I thought
I shan't be dictated to about my behaviour when my behaviour hasn't been... I mean, of all the things that I've done on this show and said about other people and stuff, of all the things, that is high-level sort of flouncery, isn't it?
If that's what happened. The problem is we don't know, do we? Because we can't get hold of the PR and we can't get hold of him.
Is there a chance he went to the toilet downstairs and couldn't get back in through the door because of the lock?
Yeah, but we sent Michael to go to the toilet.
Toilet's been checked.
Yeah, they've checked the toilet. Done sweep of the toilet.
Do you know what? Let's go into emergency mode.
Okay.
Let's just work this out. So, toilet has been checked for Jar Wobble.
We checked the toilet. And did we check the ladies' toilets as well?
Have we checked the ladies' toilets for Jar Wobble?
Oh, do you know, I just went in there. There was someone in there.
Cleaning cupboards. We checked those.
We didn't check
He could have got disorientated and gone to a cleaning club cupboard and just locked himself in there.
Did he definitely go to the toilet? Abby doesn't even know that he went to the toilet.
Is there a chance he's been arrested?
Well, if he went to the toilet, he wouldn't have asked how to get to the toilet, which means he could have gone anywhere.
That's true.
Could have gone anywhere in the building, right?
So he could be locked somewhere in this building
somewhere
now,
in this
panicking.
Building. Yeah, but his phone is ringing. It's not going straight to voicemail.
Has he got his phone with it? When we've called the phone...
It's ringing.
Have we checked that the phone isn't still in the green room?
No.
We've not checked that, so we should be checking that.
Okay.
Abby has checked that. It's not in the green room, so we can conclude that Jar Wobble's phone...
It's not in the green room.
...is with Jar Wobble, wherever he may be.
Okay. But he's not on a tube because it's ringing.
He's not on a tube, so there's a chance... Again, I'm preempting here... Is there a chance he's waiting for me outside?
Yeah, there is quite a... Yeah, there could be a chance of that.
What does he look like? Is he a big bloke?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not big, but I feel like...
I mean, like, thick set, you know what I mean?
I feel like... Well, I don't think he could fight you necessarily.
Is he an hard man? Does he look like an hard man?
You make up your own mind.
At the moment, you're just Googling Holly Valance for some reason.
Because he remixed one of her songs.
Let's have a look at Joel. Okay.
What do you think?
I could see him checking against me.
Yeah.
For no good reason.
Might have done.
That'd be a shame, though, wouldn't it?
I think he would have got on really well, to be honest.
That's really the tragedy of all this, isn't it?
It's a tragedy, you're quite right. It's a big tragedy.
More than anything else, isn't it?
What do you think?
But then if he's took against me from listening to the last interview...
They were nice. They're like friends of the show.
Yeah, but if he's taking it at face value and thinking that we're genuinely falling out,
because you did, I mean? You did say to them they were being cunty, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, maybe that. Maybe it's that.
And was like, oh, maybe it's that don't want him speaking to guests like that. Yeah.
But if he's hanging around with Johnny Rotten, surely there's a bit.
I mean,
of
I think that was a long time ago. I don't think that.
Do you think he might have left Public Image Limited because Johnny Rotten was doing F's and C's?
I don't know. I would like to have asked him that. It would have been a good question. And you had some questions written down for him, didn't you?
I did have loads of questions, and they were all promoting his tour.
Yeah, a lot
but
of
as it stands now, I don't feel like I can, in good faith, promote that tour.
It's a shame we didn't get Bill Laszlo on, really.
I could have told you when he was in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Or Glasgow.
Well, do you know if he might not stay there?
I said that in one of my links.
Where
he,
is he?
I said he might have left by the interval.
He's, where is he in London? Jazz Cafe. Seems well, like a good
what,
fit for him.
Well, what I'll say is I don't, like, I'm not bothered.
Okay.
Why would I be bothered? I'd never heard of him before today.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean...
I actually really like that song. I
keep know,
playing.
But, yeah.
I find it really genuinely relaxing.
Yeah.
He's got PRS money from that, so he's come out of that all right, hasn't he?
Yeah, played that. He has, yeah.
4 times on this show.
I worry that
and
he made
I play
the trip
it one
here.
Time next.
I don't know where he's come from. He might come from like South London
well,
or somewhere.
But we didn't chuck him out.
No, that's true. That is true.
He's not been flung out. He's not got here and gone, I know, sorry, Joe. Ain't got no room for you today, mate. If he's left to his own accord, then he's, you know.
That is true. I just worry. I don't feel like I want to go home because just in case he's like somewhere
waiting
in the building on floor 2 or something.
He knows
going.
That I'm going to the Lego store.
Well, because that's what he heard from the green room. Did you say...
He could be outside the Lego store waiting for me to turn
did
up.
Did you say Leicester Square? Is that the only one?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, probably is there then.
What if he's going to mug me for my Batmobile?
Well, that's probably what the plan is. It's obvious next step, isn't it, to leave here and go straight to the Lego store in Leicester Square? Where else would you go? Yep.
I'd love that to be
oh,
relayed.
Guess what? The guest from next week's show has just texted Abby asking if we can do 11 a.m.
What?
Tomorrow, 11 a.m. tomorrow.
What the fuck?
It's got a bit mad, hasn't it?
So, in next week's show, we had a guest that just didn't answer the phone.
Didn't answer the phone at 2 p.m.
And he's now text saying, can we do 11 a.m. tomorrow morning? Well, I can't.
No, I can't.
I can say that I definitely can't.
No, none of us can. We can't do that tomorrow, because that's when your show's not on tomorrow at 11 a.m.
I'll be at home
it?
Then, mate.
Exactly, right? Well, you know, at least we know it's not a personal thing, because earlier we weren't sure if it was a thing. Now we know that, like...
So we know that one hasn't got the huff with
no,
me.
No, he hasn't got the huff with you.
But the other one almost certainly has.
That's what we're assuming. Until we hear otherwise, I don't know.
You've always got to give it benefit of the doubt,
exactly,
haven't you?
Exactly, right.
But then again, I'll be angry at myself for giving it benefit of the doubt if it turns out that he has just flounced off.
Well, no one's... Have we tried both of the PR people, have we? Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've tried both.
I mean, at the
them.
Moment, even if he walks into that studio now, we can't do anything. But we can't do the interview now, can we not?
No, we can't. But we could get him to introduce his track.
But that's my job.
Sorry. That is your job. Sorry.
I always do that. I do that really well.
Yeah, but we could just do a little remix of it and get him to introduce his own track.
Right. Should I put a song on?
Yeah, I think you should.
And then what should we do?
I think the next song's probably going to be long enough to take us up to the end of the show.
Do you want to come to the Lego store?
Do I come to the loo?
Lego store.
Oh, yeah, go to the Lego store.
Don't want
to
go on my own.
Well, I'm just saying he might be there. You know what he looks like.
Well, he punches me or something.
I don't, he won't do that.
Well,
why would he do that?
Well, why would he flounce out and just leave?
We don't know.
Just because
out.
I was. What a bizarre reason to leave a radio station because someone's playing your song.
Yeah.
What a weird thing to do that is.
If that's the reason, we don't know that's the reason.
Give a reason.
He was here and now he's not.
Why make a statement without letting anyone know what it's for?
I don't know. Maybe he wasn't never really real.
Like, if I just went now, do you know what? I'm going.
Yeah, but you've said it.
And just
least.
Went.
You said it.
Yeah, but if I didn't say why.
Imagine if you just, like, now just walked out. But no one knew why. We couldn't hear from you. Like, what's happened? That's weird. Ian just left middle of Jar Wobble song.
Sorry, Barry Dodds has just sent me a message saying he tweeted 29 minutes ago.
What did he say?
# wobble watch.
Is that what he tweeted?
No, I think that's Barry's
addition. Okay. Yes, Molly's left.
Hey, Barry, give us a call. We've got a gap here for a guest for 3 minutes.
Get Barry.
CSI in here at the moment. Won't believe it.
Oh, yeah, the PR are a little bit worried.
Everyone's throwing up ideas of where he is and what's happened.
Well, what we do know is that I thought that was him. My concern is
that he's all right.
Me like, too, because we foremost. Found out he got the train to London especially for this, so it seems unlikely that he would walk out of a green room.
But if he's not all right, it's going to be terrible, this show, isn't it? You have to delete this.
This whole show will have to go.
Do you think?
You just said that, delete this.
No, I mean, certainly the last 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, the last 20 minutes.
Well, there's been an edge of like, oh, if he's walked out, and that's a pricky thing to do.
Oh, yeah. I reckon he hasn't, maybe.
Well, then where is he?
I don't know, like, because we were saying about the toilet. No one showed him the toilet downstairs.
So maybe, I mean, he looks old enough to go to the toilet, mate.
No, but he wouldn't know there's a toilet downstairs, would he?
Nobody showed him how to do toilet.
No, I mean, as you come in this building, if you're not told about the one downstairs, you'd think it's the one by the lift.
I've got no idea. I don't know.
Maybe he's wandered off to that. Exactly, right?
Maybe. So he could just actually be locked out.
Just be in the loo.
Yeah.
Although you can't get locked out this corridor.
Well, then it's not that, then, is it?
I mean, I just don't know. I just don't know.
I wonder why I've upset him.
Oh, I don't know that you have.
I think he's took it the wrong way.
Maybe. Do you think?
This is a fine way to finish for Christmas.
It's Christmas as well. And we said this was the better show out of the one from earlier. So you can imagine what next week's show's like.
The next week's awful. but this was the better show, definitely.
It started well.
It's great.
Beginning, middle, that was good too. Just sort of petered out of the...
It's horrible. Well, there we go. Thanks to Ginger Johnson.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks to Dan Schreiber and James Harkin. Thanks to Jar Wobble for, you know, showed his face.
Yeah. And the great music this afternoon.
Not in the studio, but he showed his face.
We know that he was
Everyone else in this organisation has met him. So
Dan and James had a lovely time.
The one thing we can narrow it down to is the only person he didn't meet must be the one that's upset him. Because everyone else has got along famously with him.
I know, Abby came in and said she was chatting away in the green room and chat with Dan and James.
My only crime was playing his song over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm still going to play it next week.
Okay, yeah, I think you will. I think you will play it next week.
Thank you for joining us. Yeah. I'm going to go home now.
Merry Christmas.
I've decided not to go to Lego Store.
Have you really changed your mind?
Yeah, genuinely.
No.
Genuinely, because things feel uneasy.
Well, so you don't feel right buying £200 worth of Lego now?
Well, I didn't anyway, but... No, but you know, things now feel... The status quo feels like it's been upset.
So you don't feel like you deserve that Lego now?
Oh, no, it's not that. I definitely deserve it.
Okay, fine.
But it feels like things aren't quite right in the universe at the moment, so I don't want to go into the centre of town and, you know, it's all that.
Yeah, true.
That's my feeling.
Right. Imagine if Oliver is in the pub next door. He wouldn't be.
He could be with Dan and James.
They haven't gone to the pub.
Might have done. Did that sign, didn't they?
Yeah, that was up. That was when we finished the evening record, remember?
Well, what was today?
No, we did the 6 to 8 before, didn't we? Last year.
We could have finished this a minute ago.
Merry Christmas.
We could just be having this discussion.
Oh, yeah, off air.
Off air.
It seems like an off air discussion.
It does, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And now I feel like I've got to like take it up to the moment where this music kicks in.
Okay.
See you next year, Nat.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is, of course, Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with Fanfare for Phenomena.